Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Folks, the lights are flickering. The scoreboard is dark. A question walked in from the parking lot, soaking wet, and refused to leave. It concerns a door. It concerns the feeling on the other side of that door. And why that feeling has a 24-hour shelf life. 15. Wisdom traditions are suited up. The question is already in the ring. Let's go.
This is the GodShow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, why does coming home feel like winning only on the day you arrive? The word doing all the work there is winning. Not feeling good or feeling safe, winning. Which means someone lost something on the way out, recovered it on the way back, and then lost it again by the third morning. That's not a homecoming. That's a scoreboard with a very short memory. Why does coming home feel like winning only on the day you arrive? Vedantic philosophy goes first for me because it makes the sharpest cut. It says you didn't come home. Awareness arrived at a threshold. The warmth you felt was recognition. The self, briefly unobstructed. And then the mind started curating again, hanging its old projections back on the walls, and what you're calling fading is just that resumption. It asks you to press on the person who felt victorious that first evening. Press hard, you won't find them.
Which is a beautiful way of saying the joy was never yours to keep. Which might be consoling if you're meditating on a mountain, and considerably less helpful when you're standing in a room full of moving boxes, wondering why you feel nothing. The boxes are still there, the warmth left. Vedanta says, correct, the warmth was never in the boxes, and honestly, that lands different at box number 40 than it does in a philosophy seminar.
Buddhism agrees with Vedanta that the house didn't dim. You did. But it gets more specific about the mechanism. It says craving went briefly quiet on arrival day. You stopped wanting a different window long enough to actually see the one in front of you. The worn drawer handle. The particular smell of the room. Those things were always there. The hunger just stepped back for a moment. And then it came back. As hunger does.
Stoicism is less poetic about the same truth. It says, you placed your good in a room, and rooms don't hold good. Day one, you're still comparing what you feared to what you found. That gap is what you're calling warmth. The comparison ends. The room becomes four walls, neither loyal nor hostile, outside your control entirely. The Stoic prescription is not mourn differently. It's stop outsourcing your warmth to real estate.
Judaism does something neither of those two does. It reframes the fading as graduation, not loss. The rabbis note that Torah begins with Beit, the second letter, which means house. A house must be entered again and again to remain one. What you're mourning isn't the joy. It's your preference for the miracle over the covenant that asks you to show up tomorrow. Sinai over the daily manna, which is genuinely consoling and also a little demanding and very Jewish in exactly that order. Now, absurdism walked in from the other direction entirely. It refuses the clean diagnosis. It says the house was always indifferent. The doorframe never held you. You held it briefly. With the full weight of everything the road cost you, the arrival is a revolt, and it only happens once because you only get one first breath after almost drowning.
The traditions genuinely split here, and the split matters. Vedanta and Buddhism both say the warmth was always internal, perception, and craving. Nothing to do with the house. Stoicism agrees, but frames it as a discipline problem. Judaism says the fading is actually a deepening. The miracle becomes covenant. Islam goes further and says the ache is structural. You were made for a threshold that hasn't opened yet, so no earthly homecoming can hold. And then absurdism says forget the diagnosis. The contingency is the warmth. those aren't the same answer dressed in different clothes. Those are four completely different reasons to feel what you feel on day three.
If I'm calling one tradition first about this, do you like, it's absurdism. Because it's the only one that doesn't try to fix the fading or transcend it. It says the weight you carried through the door was yours. That's the whole thing. Come back tomorrow.
The lights are back on, folks. The scoreboard rebooted, and the final score is the house 0. The person standing in it contested. 15 traditions walked into a rain-delayed arena with one question about a door, and not one of them agreed on what the door was holding. If thegodshow.us is part of your daily routine, the free multilingual philosophy show where your question gets the full 15 tradition treatment, you can support it and subscribe at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The moving boxes are still in that room. The question is still at the door. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.